Thank you and good morning. For a brief while, anyway, it appeared that Caltrans had done enough to keep Highway 101 north of Leggett open to controlled traffic. But last night at about 9:30, that work was undone by yet another large slide that came down across the roadway and shut the freeway down. There is no estimate for when the roadway will reopen for traffic, and if last week is any indication, it could be a few days before the debris is cleared and a traffic lane is opened. Roadways in the local area, including Bell Springs Road, are once again closed to all but local traffic, and none of them are in good enough condition to handle freeway traffic. On July 24th of last year, Samantha and Francisco James were confronted by a resident of the house they had burglarized, and yesterday, a Humboldt County jury found the pair guilty of first-degree felony burglary of a residence and second-degree burglary of a storage shed. The pair now face up to 6 years in prison when they are sentenced on June 6th. It was about 2:30 in the morning that July day when the resident of the house came home to find her house had been ransacked and both Samantha and Francisco James standing in her dining room. The pair fled the scene on foot with the resident in chase, and she was able to locate the burglar's car parked behind a nearby business that contained items the Jameses had stolen from her. Police arrested the pair the next day, and Francisco James could face additional prison time because he was on felony probation at the time of the crime. Jordan Christmas has news from Del Norte County.
The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating 41-year-old Joseph Anthony Lopez, who has a $500,000 warrant out in his name. A Be on the Lookout was issued on Tuesday for Lopez, who is wanted on numerous assault and sexual crimes, including unlawful sexual intercourse with a minor, corporal injury to a spouse, kidnapping, among other charges. Anyone with information related to Lopez or his whereabouts are asked to contact authorities.
Thank you, Jordan. The investigation into the suspected murder-suicide at a Caltrans maintenance yard on Monday morning continues. CHP investigators suspect that 57-year-old Rio Del man Alan Hayes shot and killed Supervisor Annette Brooks and then turned the gun on himself. The motive for the shooting remains unclear, but the CHP says the two had a disagreement at work that escalated to shouting before the shooting happened. There were other employees at the site, and the handgun used in the shooting, legally registered to Hayes, has been recovered. An audit conducted by the California State Auditor has found serious issues with the President's Office for the University of California. In a 177-page report released yesterday, the auditors found that the President's Office managed some $175 million in undisclosed reserve and discretionary funds, used misleading budgeting practices, and interfered with the audit process when questions about funds and correspondence with UC campuses were raised by auditors. The report found that the President's office did not disclose the reserves it had accumulated, including millions paid to the office by UC schools, schools that have raised tuition and fees over the past decade, and money used for undisclosed purposes. The report recommends the state legislature increase oversight of the UC system. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. It's been a while since the full-time manager for the city of Fortuna has sat down for Talk Shop, but yesterday morning, Mark Wheatley made his first appearance on the show as the Friendly Cities manager, and he'll now feature monthly. Wheatley came to Fortuna from the Arcata City Council, where he served for 12 years, with two stints as mayor. Wheatley said the transition has been smooth, and he has received nothing but positive feedback, although he's unsure how long the honeymoon will last.
I got a very positive reaction. I had some folks disappointed I was leaving Arcata at the time, but, you know, I'd been on council for 12 years, so it was time for me to move on, free up space for some new blood to come in there, and it was a time for a new challenge in my life, and I looked forward to this opportunity. It's been great.
Wheatley spoke about the difference of being an elected member of city government to now serving as a staff member. The jobs are very different, but Wheatley said his 30 years of working for the state and local governments prepared him for the task.
Your role is very different than that of the manager or staff. As a city manager, you're that go-between between the administrative and staff side of the equation and the policymakers. So I was well aware of that role and the responsibility that goes with it. And I think over the years I developed a skill set that put me in a position to be effective at it.
You can listen to Fortuna City Manager Mark Wheatley talk shop by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.